Message number 1148. You must never worship any other god but the Triune God. Saturday, June 14, 2014 at 12:40. My dearly beloved daughter, there is only one God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all distinct persons in one. There are not three separate units, for we are one, God the Father, creator of all, God the Son as he manifested to live amongst you, and God the Holy Spirit given to humanity as the gift by which the truth fills your hearts with knowledge, new life, and the power of my love. When you come to me, you come to my Father. When the Holy Spirit calls you, it comes from the Father. All comes from God. You must never worship any other God but the Triune God. But know this. To know the Father, you must acknowledge God the Son, for without me, Jesus Christ, you cannot know the Father. God loves all of his children, but his children do not love him as they should. That is okay, because through me they will become part of my new kingdom on earth. Then there are those who follow the evil one and who knowingly give him the gift of their free will. It is then that they have no longer control over their actions, for the evil spirits within them use them in order to recruit other vulnerable souls. These souls do not worship God, instead they worship Satan. I plead with you to help me save these poor unfortunate souls, for they cannot save their own souls through their free choice anymore. I desire that through your prayers you beg for the relief of souls in captivity so that they will come back to me. Crusade Prayer 157, for souls in captivity. O dear Jesus, release those souls who are slaves to false gods and Satan. Help us through our prayers to bring them relief from the pain of possession. Open the gates of their prison and show them the path to the kingdom of God before they are taken hostage by Satan into the abyss of hell. We beg you, Jesus, to cover these souls with the power of the Holy Spirit so they will seek out the truth, and help them to find the courage to turn their backs on the snares and wickedness of the devil. Amen. The problem encountered by souls who adore false gods is that they leave themselves open to the spirit of evil, which needs only a tiny fraction of their free will in order to infest them. False gods lead souls into terrible danger. The biggest danger facing them is that they believe that such practices are normal, healthy for their spirit, and a means by which to find peace and calm in their lives. All they will find is pain and sorrow. Be warned of the dangers of following the occult and New Age practices, for they are not of me. It is only by following me, Jesus Christ, that you can have eternal life. The opposite to life is death. Death of the body does not mean the end of your existence. Your existence is for eternity. Eternal life comes only through me. Eternal death comes from Satan. Your Jesus.